That is an example of what you'll probably be hearing in the next month or so. The time by a grandfather clock. I made the big purchase of two of them lately. They should be in the mail probably the end of next week. One for you, one for Alice. And I'll let you make the choice of which one you want, which one you want to give to her. The time is only part of March the 15th, 1971. I thought it'd been a good while since I last taped a message to the Ford household, so I thought I would take a moment or two just to discuss some of the things that's been happening in the Republic of Korea. The days in Korea number about 50 more, and then I'll be making my approach to the Republic of Vietnam for maybe approximately another 50 days, and then they will allow me just a few days in Hawaii for ATS. I might have shook Alice up on my last letter. I wrote her and told her that I had intentions of extending in the Army for 1 year after I was promised a tour to India. Well, this fantasy has left me by now. I've came to the realization that I don't want to be in the Army for another year, which basically I knew before. But now, I made myself clear that I won't be extending. Filming has been kind of slow lately. We haven't been doing too much. The last 40 days have been do-nothing days. Actually just preparing for a busy week. Tomorrow we start filming on some more of the big picture. But basically things are pretty slow right at the present. I had a suit made last week. I designed it myself. It's very similar to the correspondent suits that I was wearing when I was home last. Only this time I used a long sleeve. I made a four-button collar out of it. It is more, material is more expensive than the stuff that the other suits were made out of. Because that was just a cheap cotton or something that I was using in Thailand. Where this is more like a regular suit, sort of a green and brown type tweed. It is designed, the top is sort of a low cut, designed exclusively to wear a dress shirt underneath with longer collars. I had it made for about $38.50, which is actually not too bad because it's on the same terms of maybe a $50 or $60 suit back in the States. Also, some of the other things I've been designing, I had a little calling card made last week, which it takes about 8 days to make. That had it's got an Aeroflex movie camera in one corner, and then of course my name written in script with Cinema to Grapher, which will be my trademark, I guess, underneath it. How come I say Cinema to Grapher? It's because I had a little army bag sewn. I got this army bag that I keep my film in. And the other day I had my name and an American flag as well as cinematographer written on it. Well, when I got it back, they had misworded cinematographer and put cinema to grapher. So rather than going through the trouble of having them redo it. I just thought I would pick that up as maybe a trademark, Cinema to graph them. Anyway, it's kind of hard to explain it over the tape, but as soon as I get them, I'll send you a card, and then you'll know what I was talking about today. I guess your sicknesses are all over by now. Probably sickness of school is still there. I guess the girls are still doing their part in keeping their rooms clean, folding clothes and things like that. Oh, speaking of the girls, I presume the dolls are in by now. The 15th, they were mailed the 1st. I hope they arrived in satisfactory condition. I do understand that the mail flows a little faster from Korea than it does from Vietnam because of not so much contraband and drugs being sent through the mail. Well, on the subject of my girls, Susan has written me 2 very nice letters since I've been here in Korea, one about the little Hawaiian girl and then one about the astronauts landing on the moon. A little bit behind you on your correspondence. I do realize that ball games and school work are keeping you pretty busy, but you might let me a note every now and then. Let me know how you're doing and if everything is going well with you. And Sarah, something I was thinking about the other day, I never did discuss or listen to you play the piano while I was home. So I thought maybe you could talk Mother and Dad into letting you record a short piano solo on one of those tapes that I left with Mother and Dad when I was home. By now you should have, I know you have, got one of your favorite songs down pretty pat. So if you can just slip in just a little bit on the tape that Mother and Daddy send me next, I'd much appreciate it. Susan, did you do any Sam Pat's artwork? Hoping I might be able to get some of that in the mail there. I'm seeing how your art talents are pretty good there. I guess I told you in the last letter that confirmation from Syracuse finally came through. Of course, the first time I told you it was from the department head, which was the most important because usually the graduate admissions doesn't give you that much problems. But the graduate school wrote the very fine letter, expensive looking paper and the whole works, saying September 13th we'll be ready for you. Of course, they were also ready for me the 7th of June, but since it's kind of late, I'm not going to try for that early out as we've already discussed. But I should be out of the Army by 12 August, which will give me plenty of time to get my things in line. I'm sure there's a lot of things that I want to sort out and throw away that I had saved 2 years ago, and things I want to be taking with me, and some things I'll put in permanent storage, because anyway, it's kind of a hindrance to have the things in storage there at school. And while we're on the subject of school, or put the word school into our tape here, Jim, what is actually happening around the school system? I referred to it in the last letter. Of course, you haven't had time to answer that last letter yet. Of last week, last Sunday, I guess is when I wrote it. How many school teachers are you losing? I guess next month is actually the contract month, but probably you're getting a feel of what's really happening by now. What's the outlook for next year as far as buildings and faculty? The Korean, getting on the Korean type attitude here now. Yesterday I spent most of the day with a couple of my friends at the train station. We took some film. I shot 250-foot rolls of Super 8 on nothing except locomotives and things. It was kind of an interesting little adventure, although it isn't too much different than the old locomotives and stuff that is around the United States. But we kind of overlook it nowadays since we've got our airplanes and stuff. And then we went downtown, ventured through some of the marketplaces, and see what we couldn't buy. Of course, the only thing I did buy was a couple of modern records that were done through underground. What I mean was, like, records that are popular in the United States, they re-record them here and sell them for 80 cents instead of the popular price of $4 back in the States for a long-playing album. And we also saw a lot of other things that would be nice to have. And something I might wind up buying before I leave is a leopard skin, $30, a genuine leopard skin. I don't know, it just caught my eye. I don't know what I would do with one, but I might be having this on my purchase list here in the near future. We haven't done a whole lot of touring of things around Korea. There's like some of the temples, some of the other guys have made it to a temple or two. I have been to one art show, which was left a lot to be desired, but it was done in the style of the freshness of the Japanese, you know, with the Japanese watercolors. But and then they copy their sculpture, their modern sculpture, from the American artist. But I really can't express my opinions about their art because I haven't seen that much as yet. I checked out a few vases, of course, for Mrs. Therese. I can probably get a lot better vase for her than I did in Vietnam. Although I don't know too much about vases, as you can look at the ones I got for the last time I was in Vietnam. They left a lot to be desired. And about materials, Korea is a good place to get materials. As I said, probably Taipei will be my best bet there, but you'll just have to let me know what you need as far as silks and things of this concern. As far as recreation, here it's kind of limited as it is in a lot of places for the GIA. Shows such as the regular movie theaters, where we have to pay 35 cents to get in to see the typical way of entertainment, or to kill an afternoon. And there's several service clubs, USOs, things like this, where an afternoon can be well spent. Let's see. I still haven't heard from Zane, Bobby, John Dave, and Mary Jo. I really anticipated a letter after he wrote and said that they were planning, but as of yet, I still haven't heard anything. How is little old John David? I'm sure that, I hope he is doing very well. I guess he is back from St. Louis. This on his last jaunt, right? It was the cats that were rubbing his sores, right? And Mary Jo, I guess she's doing well in school. And has she worn out the little plastic sign ball, or whatever you call it, that the girls got for Christmas, you know, like hospital zone, 10 miles an hour and all that. And when we get on 10 miles an hour, I think of all the hassles I've had here in Korea with the MPs. I've been stopped 3 times for speeding, and when you speed in Korea, you are doing 35 and a 25, or either doing 25 and a 15 mile an hour zone. Nothing has happened as yet. Oh, there was the tape.